The General Secretary of the New Patriotic Party, NPP, Kwabena Ejipon, says his party will ensure that there's transparency and accountability in the financial management of the country. Mr. Ejipon made the remarks when he assessed the performance of the six-year administration of the NDC government. Well, Mr. Kwabena Ejipon, can you briefly give your assessment, a general assessment of the performance of the NDC government?
I thought we had issued a statement to that effect. What we are saying that this year, for the next 24 months, starting this January, we want to hold the government accountable for the use of the public purse. This is a country that is financially under strain, and that whatever projects that they are doing, we want to ensure that there is value for money, and that we will keep the government on its toes and make sure they are accountable. There are many issues that are worrying to Ghanaians, and we as an opposition party have to ensure that the president sits up and is able to reduce the waste that is going on in the system so that every peswa will be used for the benefit of the long-suffering Ghanaians. In a nutshell, I mean, the 6 years of the NDC administration, we are in the seventh year since the NDC took over, has seen our national debt balloon from below 9 billion Ghana cedis to over 70 billion.
Yes.
And today, if we share that debt amongst Ghanaians, every Ghanaian citizen per capita will be owing 2,800 cedis. And that is a heavy load to carry.
Yes, Mr. Ejipon. Mr. Ejipon, the way you're talking, it's like in the past years, you haven't really held government to be on its toes, to give proper accountability of funds it has, you know, used.
Well, so what people should recognize is that when a government is elected into office, there's a 2-year honeymoon where we allow the governments to run, and then after that, as we go into the third year and then the year of the election, then we have to really let the government account for what the government has been able to do. I mean, they made promises to the people of Ghana as part of their manifesto. None of these promises have been achieved and delivered. And we all remember the famous promise of having an international airport in Tamale. We all remember the one-time premium. The one-time premium, which we know that it's not a feasible option for an insurance scheme. But that is what they said. And so we want a government that will be responsive to the needs of the Ghanaian people. A government that will think about the interests of the Ghanaian and the next generation, not to do things just to win elections. It appears that they are engaging in a lot of misrepresentations and propaganda just to be able to win more votes for 2016. We think that a government is put in place to solve the problems of our country, especially the long-suffering masses of our country. If you look at housing, for instance, this was a government that the then Vice President, now President Mahama, led a delegation to Korea talking about a housing project of delivering 200,000 houses, the famous STX. But to today, they can't even account and say they've delivered 2 units of housing on that project. Was there money wasted to the Ghanaian taxpayer? Did we pay commitment fee? Did we pay insurance? We need to know as a people. In the meantime, President Kufuor's government bequeathed to the NDC government close to 20,000 units at different levels of construction, what we call the affordable housing scheme. They could have completed that by now, and 20,000 Ghanaian families would have been in there and living there. That is how governments are supposed to run.
Yes.
To move on, because the state remains the state. Governments may come and go, but the state remains the state.
Mr. Kwabena Ejipon, we appreciate your talking to Radio Ghana. Thank you very much.